This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Uh-oh, Chungo!
Did you really make a sex tape with your girlfriend?
No.
You said you did.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said sex date.
Oh, I thought you said sex tape.
No.
I thought you said, I swear to Christ, I thought you said we made a sex tape. We hadn't had relations in a while, so we made a sex tape.
No, a sex date.
And then I had dinner in bed.
We had a date. We had a rendezvous was prearranged, not spontaneous. And then afterwards, I had dinner in bed.
See what I wrote down on my card real big after you said that?
No, not a tape.
Make a sex tape?
What do you think I am, Paris Hilton?
Yes.
Yes.
Jeez.
That's right.
Nobody'd want to see that, and I certainly wouldn't want that to get out.
Not even an audio tape?
No.
I came in after that, so I don't know. I can't comment.
You didn't hear that?
Date and tape, you know, can be.
I guess they sound the same.
They sound, especially the way I slur when I've had my fifth of vodka prior to coming in here.
All right, well, let's start today's show then. Being as
I'm sorry I disappointed you.
That's okay. I will love hearing about you eating in bed.
Yeah, I will. It's an interesting experience, as long as beluga stays away from the rice that's on my stomach.
A new one from the Belcher, and I believe the douchebag.
Oh, our favorite guy.
That's him. I thought I heard him at the very beginning of it.
Oh, good.
You're the douchebag. We are sympathetic. You douchebag.
We have a blizzard of lights on the board. And every time I push a button, there's either someone sticking their foot out or saying a naughty word, and you're on the air.
Yeah.
You're on the radio.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
That's you. You're on the radio.
Oh, man.
You're on the air.
Hello, can you eat my poop?
Well, do you recommend it? Does it taste good to you?
Sounds like a connoisseur.
Greg. You're on the air.
Douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
I'm still here, but I'm
somebody else seems to have joined us, but they're not speaking. Well, they're certainly not speaking. You're on the air.
This guy.
Pussy!
Yeah. They go home and they call and they belch.
Oh, no, it's him again.
You're on the air. Point.
I'm here.
Still here.
All right, and you've just joined us. Hi.
Oh. Hey, I just wanted... Can you hear me?
Okay. Sure.
Or did you put on more than one person? I just wanted to know either one of your opinions on that.
Sounds like there are two of them.
You'll have to
excuse on two lines.
Me for being a retarded. What is either one of your opinions on that whole Buzz Burbank situation?
Buzz Burbank?
I never heard of him.
Neither did I. Wasn't he Luther's brother, the guy who invented the marigold? And you're on the air.
This is actually true.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you have a cross wire, my friend. You're on the air.
Rob Spiewak.
Try it. You're on the air.
Rob Spiewak.
Two different lines.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
You know.
Wow.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Can I give me a C?
Stop that.
What about the vagina?
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
How are you, John? John McCain, are you horny?
This is long and hard and tough.
Ooh.
And God bless you.
Mike, you got time for an Elvis health update?
I'd love to hear it.
How's Elvis doing?
Elvis had a lot of physical problems that were really eating away at him.
Eating away at him?
He had glaucoma.
Yeah, glaucoma.
One. He had hypertension. You know that every night after a show, his blood pressure would shoot up to
to 180, 200 every night. Wow. That's a tremendous strain on the heart. Elvis had a spastic, twisted colon.
There it is.
I can't tell you the problems that plagued him because of it. How uncomfortable he was, and how his body, especially the lower part of his body, started to blow up and balloon.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Stinky McStink Face!
That's nasty.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Big, big, big.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I know what it is. It's that hump and curry trying to read.
Do you run to the commercial, to the kitchen rather, when the commercials come on, or do you zip right past them or and to your TiVo? I'm sorry, I didn't say that quite well. Well, what I'm trying to say is,
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Is everybody happy?
Happy. Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Cut the jibber jabber. All right, see. How about a word from Bob Barker, who taped his last show today, right?
Yes, the 6th was his last taping.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they mean.
God bless you, Bob.
They're good.
Now here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
everybody, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Welcome back to the show.
Right.
Yeah,
hi there,
baby.
Little brains.
Yeah.
Hello there, mothers of other sons.
And sons of other fathers.
Twin sons of different mothers.
This is the steaming pile of Don and Mike Show on Wednesday. And our phone number, same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Mike, as it turns out, did not make a sex tape.
Made a sex date.
Sadly. A sex date.
A pre-planned rendezvous.
Not the same. Do you have her dress up or anything? For a sex date?
Quite the contrary. Quite the contrary. We didn't dress up. Didn't play dress up. There were candles, though.
Nice.
It was neat.
And it was okay without the spontaneity?
Yeah.
Planned work.
Right? Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I mean, it really, really did. It was it was very unique. Very, very unique. And, you know, for me, look at me. I'm just thrilled anytime it happens.
Did you enjoy?
I mean, seriously, I look in the mirror and I go, Jesus, what the hell is she thinking?
Did you enjoy hot candle play?
No, you mean like wax and
dripping?
Stuff?
Yeah.
Wax play.
Oh, that's an interesting concept,
try
though.
It. Oh, you have?
Sure.
It's a fire hazard.
It's one of my pagan rituals. What movie? Isn't there a movie where that's, like, not an X-rated movie, but a prominently featured feature film where that is actually involved? Wax is involved.
Uh-huh. Apple Dumpling Gang.
Shut up. Shut up. There's a lot of movies, something like that. It's a movie with Don Knotts, right?
Don Knotts and, I believe, Tim Conway. Yeah. I barely got it out because he was ready. Tim Conway. Dumpling Gang.
Whenever you quote Don Knotts and his movie career, Rob, you must begin and end with The Reluctant Astronaut.
I agree.
But even that would have garnered a shut up from me.
Well, can I tell you
it
was what made it special was the dinner in bed afterwards, which she was reluctant to bring me because dinner was already made and it was downstairs. And I'm not really that good after I eat.
What was that like as your girlfriend brought you dinner in bed, Elvis?
Well, I'll tell you right now, dinner was a bunch of rice, which it normally is. I ate a lot of rice, a lot of whole grain rice, and a little baked chicken with light potato chip crust that was baked in the oven for its low caloric value, even though she was hesitant to feed me that low calorie meal based on my ingestion of peanut butter cups during the show yesterday. So, as I was eating it, the dog hopped up on the bed, his domain, and began to stare at me like dogs do when you are eating. Then I yelled at him, and that wonderful sex date night went south temporarily because I yelled at her dog.
Yes.
And yes, even though he lives with me and I paid for that dog, it is her dog.
Your sex date.
And it did not go well after that, but then we got back on track. But then I became nicer to the doggy, and I found the dog come over to me, and he started eating the rice chips off of my chest and my stomach. And he found the little pieces of rice that had fallen.
That is a beautiful, beautiful picture.
And we got a tape of that.
A videotape of that?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you'll never see it. You'll never see what the dog did. And
What was his follow-up act?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to go into great detail about that.
Rice tumbles.
It was a special moment, though. It was a very nice evening. And then, of course, shortly thereafter, I drifted off to dreamland. What a day. Time to sleep.
All I know, and this has been my pretty much standing order in my mind about sex, when there's candles involved, it always tells me it's going to be too much work. Too much work.
Yeah. I found something out last night that...
I like good old-fashioned screwing. What's wrong with saying that?
Well, the candles...
Thank you, Robbie.
I found a zone for me, something that really, really works for me.
What?
And the smell of the candles and the smell of the perfume she was wearing.
I like screwing in a room with all the lights on and big fluorescent lighting, like the type we have here.
Screwing.
That's his zone.
I found out that the whole perfume thing got me going last night.
What?
It was the scent of a woman. It was a wonderful,
sure.
And it was kind of a combination between the perfume she was wearing and the candles and that whole thing. I didn't notice the light of the candles really didn't matter as much as the scent of the candles. I really thought the whole thing was kind of neat.
Good for you, Stedman. I didn't know that you went down that whole road. But I don't very often. Hey, if Daddy got his reward at the end of the day.
Do you know what it was? It was...
More power to you.
I think many couples have experienced this. It was one of those times where, you know, she was ready and I was wiped out. And then another time when I was ready and she was wiped out.
Everybody
and then that happens a couple of times. I said, you know, and then it was the morning and I was... It was right before she was going to work. And we were both kind of in the mood, but she had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, well, why don't we make a date for it? And we made a date for it. And she remembered and I remembered. And the important thing for me is to
sex date.
Not sit down and eat a dinner before that, because that just
Does that motivate you? Does that help? If you know
dinner?
That's waiting for you, if you know the sex date is waiting, you might eat lighter going into it?
No, I'd like to not eat at all.
Right. And in this case, you
ate afterwards. I like to do it hungry.
Yeah, like the ball players. Have a nice spread.
Right. Yeah, after the game's over.
After you've had your nice spread.
I think I'm totally in the majority, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, all guys are like that.
Very common.
You don't want to, you know, go to the Nathan's Coney Island hot dog eating contest and then have sex afterwards.
No. That happened to you last Valentine's Day, didn't it?
What's that?
Big
where
meal?
Where I ate too much?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm useless.
Yeah.
I have no desire after, like, if especially if you're eating, like, a big meal, if you're really, I have no, ew. I think women are different.
And if you're eating in bed.
Yes.
That saps your energy as well.
No, the eating in bed was because of the sex date. Not in a, you know, it was not planned. That was just, I was sitting there.
That must have been some wicked, powerful screwing.
Yeah, it was. it was.
How about a cocktail?
Thank you.
Before relations?
Not necessary for me. Not really necessary
for me. Not necessary.
No, I don't need to, like, loosen up, you know? I mean, I
what about for her?
You know, I don't know.
Since when do you care about her?
Because I'm wondering
in general, since when do you care about her?
And right as Rob, remember Mike's Valentine's Day.
Mm. I was trying to figure out when he put the roofies in.
The roofies when I drugged her. That's the only way I'm able to do it, is to drug her.
That's but, why I do it.
No, just, you know. It was the dinner in bed was just all part of the experience, and I, you know, I got a little annoyed at the dog, but then we reached a meeting of the minds, and he was able to find the little rice that you know fell to all the nooks and crannies
on your stomach,
sort of on my stomach,
down by your belly button.
No, actually, he went around my back because one fell down, rolled off my stomach. And rolled onto the mattress, and he was digging for this thing. And then finally, I feel on my back his cold nose as he is. He's just, you know how a dog will dig in the backyard for a bone?
Yeah.
He's doing that, but he's doing it on the mattress. And I'm like, but look at Jesus. Stop it. And I pulled him away, and that was it.
And you were laying there nude with your various.
No, I had underwear on.
With your various bowls of food around you?
I had one plate, one square plate, a square plastic plate that I bought at Macy's. We prefer in the O'Mara household to eat off of plastic.
Really?
Not plastic like the kind that you would throw away.
Chinette plastic.
No.
Step above chinette.
This is several steps above chinette. This is
permanent plastic.
This is outdoor service. You know, you've seen that in the stores.
Patio wear.
Picnic
furniture.
Patio wear. Mm-hmm. Picnic furniture.
Picnic, yes, picnic yes. Dinnerware.
Right.
I love it. That's what you use. You use that every day?
Oh, God. I prefer it. I prefer it to regular dishes.
A brightly colored.
I found this at, I bought this. I bought this at Macy's. It was
durable.
Plastic. It's cheap. And it's somehow, I just prefer to eat off of it.
Aren't the knives about as...
Why am I
as,
developing a New York accent when I say eat off of it?
Seriously, aren't the knives as dull as the Bill O'Reilly show?
We use silverware. We use regular...
Real cutlery.
We don't use plastic knives. And I use those at work. I have one in my hand right now.
And when you eat like this at home, do you use those little packets that you get at KFC, those...
ketchup
you
know, packets?
No, no, no. The thing that has the refreshing moist towelette.
Moist, the towelette oh, a moist it. Towelette? No, but it's a hell of an idea if you could buy those at Costco, and I bet you can.
You can.
Just keep those on the kitchen table.
Nice
no,
man.
I don't know what it is, but I here's another one where I don't think I'm alone. I like eating off of plastic. It's easier to clean.
No.
What do you mean?
It's
what?
Not.
Yes, it is.
No, when it doesn't dry quick.
Oh, that's just like blue and silver. Yes, it does. It's fine.
How is it?
Because you're wrong again, oh, fathead. You're wrong.
Here's where you're wrong.
Well, how am I wrong?
Plastic does not conduct heat, and it doesn't dry properly.
I don't need it. Well, I'm not going to cook on it. I'm just going to put the food on it.
He just wants a nice, reliable plate when he eats in bed.
Right.
The square plate, and there's something about a nice, lightweight plastic plate to put my baked chicken and my Zatarain's rice without butter.
Do you use your plastic stuff at a regular... If you're going to sit down and have a sandwich, you use your plastic stuff inside?
Yes. Oh, yeah, always. Oh, I mean, most of the time, I eat lunch, breakfast, dinner off of a plastic plate.
So it's like being in a
this
gigantic...
Is real, these are
so
really good plastic plates.
So it's
plates,
like being in a gigantic preschool then in your house.
Yeah, it's unbreakable, Don.
I don't know. I can't put a finger...
I'm like,
serious.
Are they like Lego-colored color plates?
They're festive. They're Tommy Bahama-like.
No, no, they're
You know
like,
what I mean? They're Caribbean. They're kind of like festive colors on that. It's a square plate with like a floral design.
Are they like the ball pit at McDonald's?
No, they're better than that. They're better.
Better than that.
They're better, but they're not, but they are plastic. They're so good that you would just look at it and go, oh, maybe that's a regular piece of china.
Ah.
That's how nice they are. And also, I bought a...
That's how far our plastics have come.
Yes.
Plastic is fantastic. I mean, it is... I didn't even intend that to happen. I swear to
Michael
God,
Mira
I didn't...
for plastic.
I did not intend that to happen. I eat off of plastic. I don't know why I prefer it, but I prefer it. There's got to be some significance.
Because you can't find styrofoam anymore.
But no, occasionally I don't care for eating off of paper plates, even Chinette. Because Chinette, especially if you have something with a sauce, you will get the taste of the paper and not the taste of...
No.
But with plastic, what are you talking about?
No, there's no...
What are you... God damn it, you're wrong. I've
no,
had
you're
this
wrong.
Happen.
You're
I've had this happen.
You know what you'll
this is the second day in a row you're pissing me off.
Plastic does not rinse clean, and your dinner will taste like soap.
Excuse me, the dinner doesn't taste like soap, and when I eat off of Chinette, the paper, like if you have a sauce, like a runny sauce.
Am I the only guy that like goes to Williams-Sonoma and just buys like gray plates?
Actual plates?
Just regular real plates, you know, that you can throw and break?
Right. That's like, the key.
Like when you get mad?
No chipping, no breaking on the plastic. They wear. They fade after a while.
Because they're plastic.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring one in. I'll bring in my plate tomorrow. I'll bring in one of the plates. Because you know why? If I lose it or I leave it here, it doesn't really matter. It's plastic.
Right? Just a bunch of white trash.
All right.
That's okay. Pretty much all I had to say on the topic.
Well, maybe so. But I don't know why.
I believe so.
I don't. This is me.
Why don't you just put a picnic table in your dining room?
This is me more than anybody else. I went out and bought.
Think about that. Why don't you just put a picnic table in your dining room?
Well, it's kind of like a picnic in there anyway.
Right.
You know, it's not a picnic table.
It's a picnic in your mind.
The table's horrible. I got to get rid of my kitchen table.
Get one of those nice big redwood picnic tables that has the big hole in the middle for the big gigantic umbrella.
I don't know why I love eating off of plastic plates. What did he say? What did he say?
Get a plastic.
Sphincter said what?
Get a plastic table.
Plastic table. I have a plastic table outside. Well, I mean, I think it's no, it's glass.
Bring it in.
It's a glass. Bring one of the plates in.
No, bring your outside furniture inside.
No, I've got a perfectly good wooden table, but I've got horrible wooden chairs that I have lost pieces to and are falling apart completely.
All right, my friend. Ooh, here we go. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
I'm sorry if that taxed you.
Oh, no, it didn't tax me.
You seemed exasperated at the end of that.
It's just when I see every phone ringing, I know that your people are wanting to speak to you about
May I make a prediction?
That you're saying now.
May I make a prediction?
Please. Of course, please.
Because I pride myself
As you hold your plastic fork, or knife.
I pride myself on knowing my peeps. We're going to get a lot of people that do the same thing, that prefer that, because I know
just a bunch of white trash.
This cannot be just me alone, and there's some. I have just a real affinity for eating off of plastic.
That's your hunch, okay?
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to, Mike. I wanted to tell you the next step in grooming the dog would be to put the dog bowl in your crotch and let him eat right out of there, and then you can work right toward it.
Yeah, okay, Kinky McKink face,
like we haven't thought of that.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi there.
So plastic plates. I don't understand. Like, I'm waiting for the gay with this conversation. I'm not hearing it at all.
Well, now why is it always gay? Why does it always get back to gay?
Trust me.
What would that have to do with anything homosexual?
I love painting with the Mo paintbrush, but I'm not hearing the Mo in this.
It's
Tommy Bahama getting thrown out and everything.
Bahama, man's designer. Hello.
I hear you. I know the sunglasses are great.
And now that I think
for
of it,
dollar up.
Now that we're not doing it now, but another great one in the TB game.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Remember we were playing the TB game yesterday?
Right. Oh, Tommy Bahama
is a great TB.
Oh, that would have been a phenomenal one.
That would have been a closeout. You would have been king of all TBs.
No, my favorite pattern, like my favorite look, is the tropical kind of. I like that Tommy Bahama. You know, I like if you've ever been to one of his stores where he's got the furniture, you know, the little palm tree stuff. I like that look.
Sure,
I don't think that's gay.
Everybody loves the beach.
You know, who doesn't like a nice Hawaiian shirt? Really,
most disc jockeys do. Hello, Don and Mike show.
None of us are wearing. Oh, excuse me.
Rob's wearing the uniform today.
It's made of plastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Mike. I was wondering if you want to use Cool Whip bowls as salad bowls.
Okay, you win. That's pretty good ass. Thanks for calling.
Remember jelly jar glasses.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
God, everybody.
Hi.
How you doing? I got a question for you. I love the square plates. Do you have the squared corners or the rounded corners?
Rounded corners.
Rounded corner. That's
round,
the way to go.
Rounded corners, yes. You get the benefit of square and the benefit of round.
Square is great.
Oh, of course. Yep. Of course. Best. The best. Have a good one, fellas.
I plan to bring one of my plates in tomorrow for show and tell. I will show you one of my wonderful, wonderful, like, tropical plates.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, Robert De Niro. What's happening, Bobby?
How you doing, honky?
Very well. Robert the Angry Mailman. What's happening, dude?
What do you mean what's happening? Where's my invite? Are we ready?
Robert, did you listen to yesterday's show at all?
I was kind of caught up in, I had some problems at work.
All right, someone give him. Somebody
let me tell you about him.
No. At the postal service.
We're right in the middle of discussing Mike, and for whatever white trash reason it is, he uses very high quality plastic cutlery and
dinnerware.
Dinnerware.
Just the plates.
I had some house Negro issues.
See, he's got his agenda. Nothing's going
to
take him off. He's ready to go. He doesn't care about my plastic.
Robert, we can't have the mixing of house Negro and we're talking about white trash at the same time.
Well, can I come in tomorrow?
He wants to come in tomorrow.
I don't know. You're coming to my house next week. Why don't we just keep it at that?
I'll tell you what.
How about he spend some time with you, Mike, as well?
No, I want him to come on the show.
Dinner in bed.
He'll be on the show plenty when you hear the tape of him when he's at my house in my real life.
Okay.
Okay, Don. So I'm sorry I missed the show. I was in counseling yesterday.
So, he is dying.
Honestly, I was.
He is so dying to get something off of his chest.
I had a big problem at work yesterday, and I missed the show. I'm sorry.
What was your big problem at work? You ran out of ammunition. What happened?
I work with a lot of. Times is changing. There are a lot of us Negroes in higher positions, but the mentality of the house Negro has not left.
I love discussing this. Perhaps on the telephone tomorrow. We'll get you in.
Can you call back tomorrow, Robert?
Yeah, I'll call back tomorrow.
And cool. Hey, listen, Bob, Tuesday night, next Tuesday night, you're invited. Hey, what's wrong with that? It's game 3.
Don, we got to talk about this.
No,
I'm a working man. I can't just take off. I got work at night.
All right,
well, I'm guarding the country.
All of the
Saturday
all
night.
He's all
guarding
of
the country.
All of the
I
games.
I guard the country at night, Don.
All of the NBA final games are on at night.
There are no weekend nights where
they're none on the week. They're none on Saturday night.
Right.
None.
So how about Tuesday night?
You can't arbitrarily change it without getting permission from me because I am the winner.
I'm not arbitrarily changing anything.
Okay.
What if you had him over instead of?
I still want a Saturday night. Let's have it this Saturday.
I'm not going to be here this Saturday night, Robert.
Well, next Saturday.
What if instead of a basketball game, you two watched a movie?
Shut up, Robert.
Let me just have a... Don,
at least when you
say
shut up, Robert.
I know you want to get back to your white trash Tupperware discussion.
It's not Tupperware. It's not Tupperware. It's plastic.
Listen, Robert, the bet was...
The original Xbox game, and that's shorter than the basketball game. I don't know if I can sit next to
you. So hold on. So now you want the bet to be that you don't want to come over to watch the NBA Finals. You just want to come over to play Xbox?
That was the original promise and dinner. And a smoke and a cognac, and I'll leave your house.
That's an Xbox game, a cigar, and a cognac, and he's gone.
No. And it's for food.
Dinner. I'm getting hosed on this deal. It would almost
You're
be
getting hosed. I don't know shit.
No, come over for the game. Come over Tuesday night. Come over for the goddamn game.
I can't come over on a night I have to work. I guard the country.
I have to work as well. I have to guard the country as well to keep everybody funny, Robert.
You want me to come in uniform tomorrow?
No.
I'll show you my uniform.
No, I don't want you to.
Bye.
For goodness sakes. Nothing's easy with him, is it?
You didn't make the NBA schedule.
The bet was.
Not your fault.
The bet was that he could come over for the opening game on a Saturday night because they traditionally have opened the NBA Finals on a weekend. There are no weekend games now. All the games are in primetime. Every single...
That's the truth. And, I mean, the only game is on a Sunday night, and that's a Sunday night at 9, and that is a school night. That's the beginning of the work week. You don't want him coming over.
I am so shocked he's not more easygoing about
it. Well, now he wants to change it.
He wants to make it better for him.
He wants to make it a Saturday.
No, I'd rather really...
You'd rather have him come over Tuesday night and watch the game.
To watch the game.
Right.
And cognac.
Yeah. Cognac and a cigar.
I got to go buy cognac.
I give him, like, whiskey. He won't know.
But, Robert, you are more than welcome to come over. I'm more than willing and happy to pay off my bet.
And you'd rather watch the game than play Xbox.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Less stuff for him to touch.
Exactly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. He'll get his mailman cooties all over everything. You don't know where those hands have been.
Sure. Thailand.
Hello. What's up?
Oh, not much. I wonder why Mike's ex-wife left him plastic plates.
She didn't leave me. I bought them myself. I've had both the all the plastic I've purchased has been post-divorce.
Brand new.
There you go. Now we're back on point. Now we're back on point discussing your love of plastic plates.
Yeah, and, you know, you act like I had nothing to do with it. Like, you know, I was completely out of control of my own life. You know, I believe I had the run of the kitchen and was able to take what I wanted.
Hello.
Believe me, I paid for that privilege.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
This is Fred Rogers.
Again?
Oh, he's calling.
You know, he called yesterday, and it was at a bad time. What's up, Fred Soundboard?
There are no such things as real monsters.
Oh, yes, there are, Fred.
There aren't even any live dinosaurs anymore.
I think there are dinosaurs in your pants.
Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them.
Yeah.
Yes, I've read about that in the Bible.
Hey, the Bible.
Hey, Fred.
I was just making some popcorn.
Are you making...
Do you know who I am?
You're Fred Rogers, right?
Mr. McFeely?
Oh.
Lady Elaine.
Oh, you're Lady Elaine. I don't doubt that.
When you were a little boy, what kinds of things did you like to do?
Oh.
I like to kiss.
Have you ever had a checkup?
Oh, wow.
I think I need to have my temperature taken, Mr. Rogers.
Did any of it hurt?
You mean the checkup?
Yes, the thermometer part did.
Well, if a doctor has to give you a shot, sometimes that does hurt, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, right in the bottom.
Fred.
Do you ever watch people using real heavy equipment?
Fred watches. These are fantastic.
Sometimes,
you
dude.
You see how many sticks I brought today.
You brought a lot of sticks? What are you going to do with your sticks?
Each one of them has a hole.
Oh, right in the middle. I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole.
Oh, wow. Okay,
oh, my God.
That's good sound.
Wow.
That's a good sound. That's a good sound.
Yes, that's a good boy, Otis.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Yes, stupid guy. I didn't know he was on the radio.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Are you finding that when you play Guitar Hero, are you finding that the jump from like medium to hard is like freaking just insurmountable?
I am absolutely stuck. There are some songs that I have never been able to. I have just made it out of easy into medium, and medium to me on Guitar Hero right now, I feel like the retard of retards. Good luck. There's like a million more. There's a million more songs when you get to that level.
Do you have to earn? Do you have to earn medium?
Oh yeah, you got to make it through Strutter and
I can make it through Strutter on easy
and Cheap Trick and you really got me. You got to make it through.
I got all those.
You got to make it and Destroyer. You got to make it through all.
Made it through Destroyer.
Well, then there's only one or two left, and then you do go to the next level.
Okay.
Well, when you get to medium, you basically you get an encore song with with each one of the groups of songs, but medium's not hard.
Do you know what I did? I did with my kids on on the easy level.
I'm awful at that game.
I play Guitar Hero without looking at the TV, and I do it right.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. I do. Like on Strutter, which is the easiest one. Strutter, I do without because it's the same pattern, and you just remember. And my kid's completely not impressed by that.
The only time that I look away is during Surrender. When it gets
maybe it's Surrender that I look away on.
Surrender at the end, you just
What does Surrender sound like?
Mom is all right, your dad is all right, and all you're doing is hitting the bass over it. It's like
bow, down, 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 down,
down. I mean, it's so easy. Down.
Down.
We'll bring in the Xbox next week. Are you ready for the challenge?
Yeah, I'll practice a little bit. I'll get ready for that. That'll be fun.
Crazy.
I wish. Do they have the wireless guitars yet?
I have not seen them.
I think they are lying around out there.
I ain't seen them. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Oh, my lady, what's up?
Hey, this is Judy, and I just wanted to let Mike and Don know that I've been using plastic in my house for 10 years.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
You're a smart lady, Judy.
It saves you a lot of money on dishes.
Yep. No chipping, no cracking, no fuss.
Judy, tell me something, Judy. What's the best thing about having a mobile home? Excuse me, a trailer. A trailer.
I actually don't have a trailer.
Oh, you don't?
No, you don't.
Well, let's ask Judy, since we're stereotyping here. Let's blow those stereotypes out of the water.
Good luck.
Judy, how many bedrooms in your home?
Three.
All right.
Any wheels?
Is that not enough for you, Mike?
I was really counting on the four bedroom average here in Washington, D.C.
Well, we have three bedrooms in an office, so maybe there's four bedrooms.
Yeah.
All right.
Judy, what is it that you personally like about the plastic plates as opposed to a real plate?
They don't break. They last forever.
They do last forever.
They clean just as easily as anything. They go in the dishwasher. You
don't have to worry about chipping or cracking or any of that crap.
For both of you guys, aren't your plastic plates riddled with
scratches.
Knife scratches?
No, they don't. They hold up pretty well. Now, the older ones that I have, the round ones that I have, if I brought those plates in, you would laugh at those plates.
Sure.
Because those plates are faded and tired and old, and that's why I bought the new plastic ones. But the newer plastic ones are in phenomenal shape.
All right,
yeah,
Judy.
They don't cut. They don't scratch with knives. They're as hard as glass.
See you on an upcoming episode of Cops.
Did you hear that? They're as hard as glass. That's exactly what it is. They're as hard as glass.
There you go, Mike.
And they're somehow just easier. And they're lighter, too. Lightweight. Easier to maneuver.
Sure.
When you're shoveling in your food.
I like the hat.
Hello there.
Plastic is fantastic.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Space age polymers make your food taste good, Mike.
There is no taste as difference at all. It's just a quality product.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Quality is quality.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yep.
Hey, I was wondering, now that you have that plastic dishes, when you were planning on taking the plastic off your couches?
Duh.
Buzz just held up a computer screen with a wireless controller for Xbox.
I think that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it for Xbox 360?
I'll check, but it's $60.
Yeah, I'm sure it's Xbox 360.
Oh, well, that'd be outstanding. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is for Mike. How's it going, guys?
All right, my friend.
Hi.
You mentioned the whole Kendall part of the whole conversation earlier about the movie that you were thinking about.
Yes.
Body of Evidence, with the god-awful movie with Madonna and Willem Dafoe from about 15 years ago. That was the movie you were thinking of.
Willem Dafoe.
Where he drips candle wax on her?
Yep. Absolutely.
Do you use plastic plates?
You don't want to drip, you don't want to drip melted plastic on. Because that'll hurt somebody.
Exactly. No, actually, I just ruined a couple of plastic plates putting a candle on them. So, no, never do that again.
He couldn't get away from the candles. The incredible love making plastic candles.
Exactly. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi there. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I just wanted to tell Mike that does he really like floral plastic plates?
Yes.
From Tommy Bahama?
Well, they're not Tommy Bahama. They just look like the same kind of design you would see on a Hawaiian shirt.
But you do like
got you there. Shirt. Got you there, didn't I? You didn't have anything to say. You were trying to bust balls, and you didn't have anything to say because I answered you like a mink.
Hey, wait a minute. Listen, I lived in Hawaii for about 6 months.
Well, I'm afraid that I must say... Knockout!
Winner.
Knockout, Michael O'Hara.
Yeah, because I like the design because they're like men's Hawaiian shirts.
I lived in Hawaii. Listen, if you're going to do the whole Mike's a Mo thing.
Right, it doesn't work, does it, with this?
No, you can't.
White trash, that works 100%. Cheap, that works 100%.
But
you can't go down the Mo road.
The gay thing, no way.
No way. The Mo road.
Let's be very honest about this.
Mm-hmm.
A gay man or woman, but primarily man, would only use the chinette at an absolute emergency.
Right. Yeah, and I would say that that a gay man might like the design, but it probably wouldn't be his cup of tea.
I mean, it would have to be an emergency, like when the house was blowing away and there was a vase, where you'd say, all right, okay, I'll take one of those plastic. He's like, yes, if I have to hold on to it, ooh.
All of the entire china set left in the house and went to Oz.
Like, you know, that's just, it's not a gay thing. It's like the people that eat Kentucky Fried Chicken with their hands.
Exactly.
Disgusting.
You know what I'm saying? It's nothing gay. It's simply gross.
And incidentally, I'm not a member of the plastic bowl family. I own nary one plastic bowl.
Well, why the discrimination?
Plates are different than bowls. Bowls, I like to have a nice china bowl. Big one, too. Oversized.
You're a complex man.
Oversized pasta bowl.
We sure are, Mike.
You're coming around, though.
Hello there.
Maybe a little bit.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Yo. Hi there. How are you?
Hey.
Pretty good. I just want to talk to you guys about the wireless controllers for Guitar Hero.
Sure.
They're really good, but be careful with them because it's very tempting to throw them across the room when you screw up a song.
All right.
Good warning.
Thank you, dude.
Do you ever get angry at the Guitar Hero? Have you played enough to get angry?
When I get angry, I just turn it off.
Yeah.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
That's better.
Hey, boys. Hey, actually, for two things about Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
The wireless controller isn't coming out until the next version this Christmas time for the 360. And then, two, you want to feel even less good about yourself, check out YouTube. There's an 8-year-old kid that
The kid that does the Guns N' Roses?
No, he does Psychedelic Freakout on Expert.
Oh.
And
on Expert.
He turns around, he flips around, and you want to punch the little kid right in the face.
Maybe that's the one I've seen, and I'm thinking it's
Psychedelic Freakout.
But I think I've seen it. It's been up there a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's added a couple other videos on there, and every time he's just got this little smirk on his face that you know his father has taught him, and you just want to kick him.
But the thing is that I really don't think that has any bearing on an ability to play the real guitar on any level whatsoever.
I would disagree. I think it would screw
you up to play the real guitar.
I think it teaches you at least how to use both of your hands. It teaches you...
Maybe you're right.
It teaches you what the left hand does and conversely what your right hand does.
I don't know anything about guitar playing, so I'm not sure whether you're right or not.
I don't either, but I know that's the closest I've come to playing a guitar. Here is
musician
Dr. Ardinger.
I'm tempted to
Hi, Joe.
Hold on.
I can hear you. What, Joe? Go ahead.
I forgot.
Joe.
I'm tempted
to bring in my guitar and my amp when you guys do your challenge to see if I can play along with you guys any song that's on that stupid game. And no,
hey,
no
hey.
It does not prepare you for anything except for this being a loser.
Get out of here.
Oh my God.
That's get out of here, you douchebag.
That's one of the guitar players weighing in. Joe does play guitar.
Guitar zero.
All right, we got a break here. When we come back, we're all set for that other thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.